In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them."
I'm from Venezuela, and you know what? I discovered my country was used as a experiment for what is happening globally right now.
So you believe that socialism, communism is just around the corner?
No doubt about it. 100%. It is right now. You can see it.
This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
We can do a variety of things if we wish to increase the pressure. I'm not advocating that, but I'm just suggesting that this is not an either-or proposition of, you know, it's just sanctions has to succeed or other things. We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II, as David mentioned. You may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall he had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war.
One of the items was, why not, there was a dozen ideas proffered how to trigger a war. The one that interested me the most was, why don't we build 4 or 5 Iranian boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and the next time one of our boats goes through the Straits of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. Might cost some lives, and it was rejected because you can't have Americans killing Americans. But that's the level of stuff we were talking about. Provocation was the American public. If you get the right incident, the American public will support. You know, bang bang, kiss kiss. You know, we're into it.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima, and. You know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
When the pandemic happened, Moderna had made 100,000 doses in 2019 for the whole year. When the pandemic happened, Moderna had made 100,000 doses in 2019 for the whole year. In 2019, when the pandemic happened,
drug in the PDR, except maybe antibiotics cure a strep throat. Other than that, there's not a single drug in the PDR that cures anything.
More than two-thirds of Congress received campaign funding from pharmaceutical companies in the 2020 election.
Taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms, and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population...
Global warming. If it were really true, the banks wouldn't invest. The banks wouldn't finance. And I'm jealous of the Vice President, Gore. I am jealous he came up with a scam before. Of this world, no, it's not going to happen. Otherwise, you couldn't get a loan in London. You know those 30, 40-year mortgages? The world will be over by then. Is Barclays Bank going to give you a loan? With the greatest respect, ma'am, it's the greatest fraud that's been perpetrated on mankind this century. Why did?
At BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
More of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water and reduce population and reduce population.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
We're going to, out there.
Guys, did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Xi Jinping, I've spent more time with him than any world leader has over the last 10 years.
And that strength that we built is inflation.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him, uh, put, put,